My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. All right, everybody, welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. This is Andre Whitehead with Brent Watts and the incomparable Seth Stokes. Back on the air this week after some personal turmoil last week and the fact that I was out of town pretty much the most of the week for basketball tournaments.
We're going to address where all the places you've been.
You've been a busy man. Yeah, and it's getting busier as we speak.
Let's address the first topic. Obviously, I'm out on this competition. I lost, but best dressed for today between you and Seth?
I know.
Your Page shirt versus his Tennessee Prep Hoop shirt.
I like his shirt, obviously. Yeah, I gave it to
Seth
him.
Seth looks amazing today.
Thank you, sir.
But it's hard to beat Paige.
It is tough to beat Paige. But if you were going to beat Paige, one avenue would be a Tennessee Prep Hoop shirt.
I don't know if I could beat her. She's pretty tough.
It was still tough, but yeah. No, you've been all over the place. We've been to a game together.
We went to see Maryville College.
Play Barry College. Yeah.
Awesome.
I was at the Bearden Ferry.
Really
game.
Well played game. Only 65 fouls were called.
86, 41, and 45. I talked to Danny Chandler today. Told me to tell you hello.
Oh.
I told him that my price of admission, like you didn't justify.
You paid to get in?
No, but if I did, you didn't justify the price by the number of fouls called. Like I wasn't paying to watch referees.
Well, it's not their fault.
Well,
I mean, that's one thing. I mean, I'd even like to address the referee topic. I mean,
absolutely.
They're only doing what this association is telling them to do.
Absolutely. Let's go one step further. I want to address the rules specifically in high school together.
Actually, the head of the association was the third referee in
absolutely.
Their group.
Absolutely. High school, college, everybody needs
to mimic the referees
international
talk to
rules.
The referees have told me they hate it. They hate calling this many fouls. It completely disrupts the flow of the game. You basically can't screen anybody anymore. You basically can't box out anymore. You can't bump a cutter anymore. I mean, the referees hate it.
Well, I'll tell you, in the international game, it's a game of feet. You defend with your feet. You do everything with your feet. The American game, coming down from the NBA, which is a different product than high school or college, it's a completely different product, needs to mimic the international game. We're not doing the kids a favor and teaching them to play the game properly. They are, and it goes back to the physical play in the NBA, but the NBA is getting to a no touch on the perimeter. They are. Could you imagine LeBron James going up against, let's call some role models out here, Bill Laimbeer and Rick Mahorn? You know, how long do you think LeBron would last on the court against the bad boys?
As long as anybody else lasted.
They're just not used to that type of contact. I mean, it was a different era. It'd be tough. It's always tough. I hate being like, would he have been the best player?
Well, yeah.
It's a different era.
Comparing eras is extremely tough.
Challenging. But I mean, LeBron is half man.
Half amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he could compete with anybody. There's nobody that's been 6'9", 270, and just
and
faster and quicker and just physically superior. But yeah, that's why I think, you know, especially like watching a high school game and the coach calls basically the four corners. I mean, it is literally the four corners with 2 minutes left in regulation, 2 minutes left in overtime. And I understand, and I'm never going to fault somebody for winning within the current rules of the game. That's your job. You're the coach. That's your job to do it. But from a bigger level, the kids need to learn to play. It's time for high school to get a shot clock. And I know people use they cost $1,500 and programs can't afford it. Really? You got all new Nike uniforms. You got Nike flip-flops, Nike backpacks, Nike everything. And you don't have $1,500? You're lying.
And you also have to hire somebody that sits course table to do it.
That's true. There's another $12 a game. Yeah. So I forget what ticket prices are, but heck, tickets are like $6-$8 now. So, some of the programs have it. I get some of the programs may not, allegedly.
It'd be tough for the Class A schools and stuff.
Yeah. TSSAA's got some money. They could make it happen. But, you know, that's a little rant. But I really enjoyed Bearden Farragut. Obviously, Coach Blevins, you know, drew up some plays to win the game because, well, he's Coach Blevins. So, but
yeah, it was a tough Farragut played pretty well.
They did play really well, and it was really cool. The coolest thing about it, and this goes for a lot of guys across the state, watching the kids that I had in the fall league, you know, and the other kids from Bearden that play in the fall league, watching those kids have an experience watching them, and they all did really well. So, quick rundown, where you been this week?
This week. Let me think. I went to see Maryville and Hardin Valley.
Go Coach Galloway.
Going all the way back to Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday I was in Nashville for Carlton Battle at White's Creek, had the showdown in the South.
Yes.
Which was actually really good. I really enjoyed it. It was four games. Cane Ridge was there. They played a team out of Georgia, and they destroyed them. Cane Ridge still undefeated. They look really strong. Arlington Bolton played the home team, White's Creek. Arlington Bolton with Jalen Fisher, the number one player in the state, going to UNLV. He was outstanding. You had Maplewood playing Fayetteville. Maplewood's pretty strong. Bo Hodges, and then Fayetteville, Nick Hopkins, the Belmont commitment, who this was on Saturday. On Friday night, he scored 54.
Dang.
But a little too much. I wouldn't say a little too much defense. It's just a little overwhelmed by the Maplewood had some athletes, and they were able to, and Nick doesn't have a lot of help, so it was tough. I think he still ended up with 18 or 19, so he still did well, but he's a good little player and probably the leading candidate for Mr. Basketball in Class A right now. And the other game was Antioch and, gosh, I cannot remember the other game. But it was good basketball. And then Tuesday night at Maryville, Hardin Valley in Maryville. And,
Coach Galloway.
And Maryville didn't shoot it very well. And Hardin Valley took advantage of that and went inside to the post. Their two post players played outstanding. And Hardin Valley came away with a win.
Yeah, that's kind of the battle of the nice coaches. Coach Galloway and Coach Eldridge are both very nice guys. So, but Maryville holds a victory over Bearden in that district. Now Hardin Valley holds a victory over Maryville. So I think pretty much everybody in that district has one loss.
I would say you're probably
at least
right,
one. Yeah. So
now, the other district. Oak Ridge has zero losses.
Oak Ridge is 12-0. I do want to address what was on SportsCenter, which I watched the whole play. Obviously, Javonte G made a great pass, and here comes a five-star athlete with a monster dunk. I will say this. The kid from Gibbs stepped up and did exactly what he was supposed to do. He tried to take a charge. T. Higgins is a five-star wide receiver. He jumps really high, really quick. Nice play, but made SportsCenter, so...
Yeah, it's always cool when you make SportsCenter.
It is cool to make SportsCenter, but the
kid from Gibbs embraced it, though. Like, he changed his Twitter, Avi, to a picture of him getting of posterized.
He made the right play. Cool.
Yeah, good for him.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what? You watch it.
Did he do anything about his hair, though?
I don't think he did the hair.
He still didn't do anything about his hair.
No,
okay,
but,
gosh.
You know, I was watching the Cavs last night, watching Tristan Thompson just dunk on people. And in the NBA, it just when you're dealing with elite athletes, they dunk the basketball. That's how they finish. You know, that's just how they finish. So. Gibbs did start 6-0. I think they're at 8-4.
They still got a pretty decent squad.
Yeah,
they're a good squad. They're not bad.
That's how, but
they're okay. They might get a chance. You know, if they can finish in the top four in that district, they can make it to region.
Yeah.
And that's a really big step for them.
I'm sorry to say, but at least any team that I've seen in the East Tennessee area, if you face Oak Ridge, you're probably going to lose.
Powell gave them all they wanted.
They did.
And they always give them all they want.
They do.
And they play again.
Yeah, they do. Is that going to be at Powell or at Oak Ridge?
It should be at Powell. I'm not positive on that.
Okay.
But Powell has traditionally always played them tough.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I do like those kids. I like the big boy from Powell. So he's it comes down to a kid like that. He's not the biggest, most athletic kid. He is a good-sized high school player. But he's got the attitude and the mentality. He doesn't back down. So I like that. So where else you been?
Well, I've been all over. In Middle Tennessee quite a bit.
Now, you went and saw Hamilton Heights play, right?
I did. We drove to Laurel, Kentucky. Not Laurel, Kentucky. London, Kentucky at North Laurel High School to see 22-foot Academy.
Jordan Bowden. Give us an update on Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
I know you got it.
Hey, if we had an explosion sound right now, Seth,
boom,
we would make it right now. because the kid's absolutely blowing up. He's pulled offers. He had offers from Eastern Kentucky and Southern Miss. And then this past week, I'm not sure what tournament they were playing in, but I was getting texts from people saying he's best player on the floor. He put up 31 game. He pulled an offer from South Carolina, Utah, a few other people, some interest from LSU.
Wednesday night, you got a text from a guy who was a guest on the show.
Right, and Texas inquiring about him. And so looks like things are going really good for Jordan Battimore. They played Hamilton Heights, the team from Chattanooga,
yeah,
with all the foreign players that did real well. And Hamilton Heights did end up winning that game. It was a really close game, but really, really good game. And the shooters from Canada that Hamilton Heights brought in, Alexander and Walker, both really good players. And Alexander, he's signed with Florida. But really enjoyed watching them play. And then got a chance to go to, well, I probably already, just been all over. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of people in the area, a lot of people in Middle Tennessee. I go to Memphis in early January. Over Thanksgiving, over Christmas, these next 2 weeks, I will be in Clarksville and Chattanooga and Nashville and around here. And just all over trying to catch, just trying to do all the different tournaments that are in the area. Gatlinburg, trying to do one day at each one, mm-hmm. and trying to catch everybody the one day. So not really sure exactly where I'm going on what day yet. I'm still trying to work that out, but I'm looking forward to it. It's always a fun ride for me to my parents live in Middle Tennessee, so I head up that way for some games and go mm-hmm. home for Christmas. And then on the Friday, and Christmas on Friday, I believe. And then on Saturday, I'll be in Chattanooga for the Best of Preps.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, speaking of Clarksville, I got an update from Johnny Jackson at
Rossview.
That's
where I'm going, Rossview.
Yep. He's got, they're 7-2, 2-0, and 10-3A. Cannon Campbell's averaging 14. Javon Vaughn is averaging 12. Austin Jackson, the sophomore, is averaging 10. And then the Freed Hardman commit, Brad Allen, just became eligible for them at the semester. So he's got a lot of good things going. Sent me the schedule. Looks like they'll be playing Houston County, Waverly, Creekwood's coming up there.
Yeah, I'll be at that tournament on Tuesday.
Stewart Creek's up there. So looks like he's having a nice little tournament there at Rossview. So I won't be there because my father lives in Clarksville, but I won't be there. We're checking my holiday travel schedule, so.
Where are you going? Like to Walmart? And
Albert
Kohl's.
Albertville, Alabama. You don't know where that is, but I'll tell you where it is. It's next to Boaz, okay?
I've heard of Boaz.
Everybody's heard of Boaz, but it's the small town. Albertville's the big town in Marshall County, okay?
That's not that far from...
God, I hope my wife doesn't listen to this show. I'm dead.
It's a pretty good chance your wife don't listen to this show.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
She says she loves me.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than words.
Then she beats
yes,
me.
Yes, they do. and you are...
you look familiar.
Saying this because I have to.
Yeah. So, no, a lot of fun. I want to get your breakdown real quick. Obviously, we had this experience, same experience in the high school games because small college and high school refs, basically the same guys. Refereeing. What have you seen so far? I know refs are trying to, quote, unquote, clean it up.
Depends on where you go.
Yeah, that is true. From the refs I've talked to, trying to, quote, unquote, clean up the game, make it a more skilled game, however you want to define it. Basically, turn it into a European-style no-touch game. I mean, at least that's what I'm seeing in East Tennessee.
Well, I think that's what they're attempting to do. But, yeah, that works fine. But if you're non-athletic, and you play hard, you're going to make contact.
That is well put.
I mean,
I wanted to
discuss
this, but you kind of bottom lined it. So.
I mean, you know, it ain't like, I don't know. It really depends on where you go. Like in Nashville, they let them play a little bit. I know they're letting them play in Memphis.
Yeah, well, and, yeah, I don't think that goes without saying.
It just depends on, it's almost to me, I was telling somebody, it's like the strike zone. When you get into a baseball game, the strike zone with every umpire is different.
Yeah.
So you got to take the first 5 or 8 minutes of the game, first quarter maybe, and figure out how they're calling it and adjust accordingly.
Yeah, that's well put. I did listen to Alex Bowers, the girls' coach and part-time wannabe replacement for Watts, talk about getting the...
Did you go third person?
Yes, I did go third person. I can do that.
Wishful thinking there.
Talk about getting the different refs as he went up into Scott County. He went far north of Knoxville versus the Knoxville base. So, yeah, that is... That is, and that's a big deal. Getting consistency, even at the collegiate level, is tough. Consistency amongst referees is tough. So in high school, the way I put it was the spectrum of refereeing is as large as the spectrum of skill amongst the players that play high school basketball. Yeah, I mean, so
it's I don't know how to –
It's an added challenge to the game.
It is. I mean, because every game is different. I mean, really, literally, every game is different. And it depends on if the supervisor's there, if the supervisor's calling, if the you know, I know the guys are just doing what they're told.
Yes.
And that's exactly what they're told. And I mean, they don't like it. Trust me, they don't like it. But they're doing what they're told. And, you know, if we can find a happy medium between 60 fouls and 20 fouls somewhere in there in the middle, it would probably make everything a lot better, but, you know,
the chances of getting to the last 2 minutes of a game and one team not being in the bonus yet is about zero.
Oh, yeah, there's.
Yeah, they're in the bonus almost when they
And the worst part about that is no one can shoot free throws anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will say going no touch to increase the skill level of the game would be very appreciated. Also, adding a shot clock to increase the skill level of the game would be very appreciated.
How does a shot clock increase the skill level?
Because you have to learn to score quick.
A shot clock doesn't make – everybody shoots fast right now. Shot clock ain't going to make no difference at all. Everybody plays fast or tries to play fast. I mean, at the best of their ability to play fast.
Okay, now.
Fast for them.
Fast for them. Yeah. Okay, that's...
I mean, everybody plays spread out. They try to, you know, space. They shoot threes in multitudes. And, I mean, I've not seen a shot clock violation, a potential shot clock violation in any of the 100 games I've seen so far.
Maybe I just got a bad one, but that was, you know, they pulled the ball out into the four corners with 2 minutes left in, right, a minute left in the third quarter, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and 2 minutes left in regulation, which actually made the game better.
Well, they're just pulling it out, so you have to foul them.
Well, no. If somebody dribbled, there was a foul. Trust me. If they were just holding it, well, you didn't have an opportunity for the ref to step in. But, yeah, the fouls, you had the worst of both worlds there. You had a ton of fouls called, or somebody was just holding and they basically weren't playing. And so that was kind of –
That's frustrating.
It was frustrating. It was. But, you know, the one coach made some moves, so his team won. So, but, yeah, that's kind of it. So,
Well, I've been going over some – I actually did my predictions on the state tournament on who I think is going to make it to the state tournament this year. So, and then I went over some – doing some Mr. Basketball, kind of the guys who right now are, I think, leading, you know, maybe have maybe staked their claim or put their candidacy out there.
Give me some 3A names.
Some 3A names, Nate Hoover from Arlington. Probably the leading candidate right now. He is absolutely just killing it, tearing it up. I'd say right now he's the favorite. Jalen Fisher from Bolton obviously is in there. Miles Thomas from this area.
Yeah, that's
probably good. Somebody you got to consider. If they try to do the generally they try to do it geographically, East, Middle, West. Yeah. Doesn't always work that way. And then I like Grayson Murphy from Independence. He's a junior, but – one of the better players. And then John Carter from Summit is somebody that, you know, Station Cam's really good, but they don't really have a standout. Cane Ridge is really good. They're a good team. They don't really have a standout. Very balanced. I mean, they're teams that I think will make it to the state tournament. But I like right now I like Hoover.
In the 3A?
In 3A.
What about 2A?
In 2A, that's a little tougher. You got Ryan Montgomery from Chat Central, Garrett Sams from Westview, the two kids from Haywood, Diedrich Boyd, Tristan Jarrett, Ross Cummings,
Vick. You got the favorite Camden. Player in there.
I would say those are probably the leading candidates right now, if I've not missed anybody. It's, you know, part of it's going to depend on how far their team goes. And, you know, Creekwood started slow because they played some really good teams.
Uh-huh.
Lost their first couple, but they're rolling now. So, and then in Class A, it looks like it's Nick Hopkins to lose, I think.
Okay. Now, I almost caught the CPA game. Remember that, CAK, but they bumped it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to see your best shooter in the state, Evan Ragsdale, who had a nice game, but his teammate Washburn.
I'm telling you, Clay Washburn is really, really playing well.
Drew wanted me to mention.
And Drew also, I wanted to tell you this. They got their football guys back.
Yes.
And haven't lost since.
Yes.
They went to Martin Westview, who he said the number one team in the state, and I don't know where that comes from because there's no state rankings yet, but they blasted them. CPA blasted them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Washburn needs to play, and this was from Drew, needs to play all his games in Knoxville because he's averaging 8 threes a game and 31 points a game in Knoxville.
Well, not actually in Knoxville, but against Knoxville teams.
Well, one of them was at CAK.
Yeah, but the other one was in Cumberland County against Webb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, well.
But.
Yeah. So he was very ecstatic to have a player performing like that, especially when they split. They do a really good job spreading the floor.
Oh yeah, now he's got his some bodies now,
yeah,
and some inside guys, and that's all he was waiting for. You know, Ric Flair said, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. The Class A is still coming through CPA. I don't care what anybody says. Somebody's going to have to beat them. You know, I mean, obviously last year Haywood beat them, but they're somebody's still going to have to beat them to go to state.
Yeah, they put on a nice
show. Let's go ahead and take this segment to an end. In our next segment, we're doing the Kelly Chiropractic Interview segment.
And I will be interviewing Andre Whitehead because we have so much to talk about this time of year. We're going to focus
Seth,
on...
you know that guy?
I've heard the name.
I love that guy.
Yeah, my wife screams that name sometimes.
Yes, she does.
And both times she screamed it, 9 months later, I had a baby, so...
And we're going to change the subject and go to break. This is Andre Whitehead, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Sports Radio 1180 The BLZ.
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter, Rocky Top Insider Radio, the Dave Hooker Show, and more. Sports talk around the clock, sun up to sundown, and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you? Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Okay, we are back. This is Andre Whitehead, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. And I want everybody to go and check out tmprephoops.com. I just put up today the scoring list that I put up every week from all around the state. So check that out. It's probably the favorite feature of the college coaches. They love to go on there and see how everybody around the state is scoring. And please help, you know, continue to help support us at tmprephoops.podomatic.com. We're the only guys that love high school basketball in the state. So, you know, please continue to support us. Listen to the show. You know, send us questions. Look at the website. Say hi to me at the games. You know, we've got to get more support for high school basketball.
If you want something addressed on the show, tweet it in. Tweet it to @TNPrepHoops. We'll do our best to address it. Please keep it appropriate. Because we are very positive on the show, and we frame things very positive. We're not going to take complaints, but please, if you want something mentioned, if you had a big game, if you did something you're proud of, or you want us to know about something, tweet it in, and we'll do our best to mention it on the show. Well, Dre, it's Christmas time.
Yes, it is,
and you know what that means.
Baskets of coal and switches.
I'm a good person.
Oh.
I'm a good person. Christmas tournaments, baby.
No, you're not.
We're on the air, Seth. Stop it.
Just for saying that, you're going to get a lump of coal.
You're
come on,
get struck
man.
By lightning.
Right.
As long as you guys are next to me. Yeah.
Stop.
So, lots of Christmas tournaments. Lots of big Christmas tournaments in the state. Lots of teams coming in from out of state. Up to the Gatlinburg tournament, the Arby's.
They do have a lot of teams from out of state going.
The first thing I want to mention, Oak Ridge, Aaron Green has a fundraiser. They were trying to raise $10,000 at $100 a pop for kids in the Oak Ridge area. So I want to give Aaron a big shout out, I'm trying to teach his players more.
I'll actually be over there tomorrow.
Yeah, there is more to basketball or more to life than basketball. So good job. My buddies are actually going to the game tonight. And so they were taking all their kids, the Shoemakes, the Smiths, and so they were they all donated to Aaron's his team's cause. So good job, Aaron.
I'm going over there tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that.
It's Science Hill, Dobbins Bennett, Cleveland, and Oak Ridge.
That is a nice
that'll be
tournament.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Good for them. Man, you start and just start your coverage, man. What tournament? What Christmas tournament you want to talk about first?
Well, I'm probably going. Well, like I said, I don't know exactly what order or where I'm going, but I know there are the best of preps in Chattanooga, which is always a good one. Have McCauley and Brainerd and all the Chattanooga area teams. And then that'll be the Saturday after Christmas. Then I'll go to Rossview before Christmas on the 21st or 22nd. I may try to hit Gatlinburg on the 21st.
That's a big tournament up there.
Catch a few games.
I'm sorry, AJ. AJ emailed us the info on his tournament. That spreadsheet's way too complicated for us. There's all these different divisions. It's like 64 teams. Dude, you're doing work, AJ. Good work. Simple info for us. We're simple guys. We love basketball, food, and
yeah, I'd like to see. I mean,
basketball.
I'm gonna try to go and catch as many games. I mean, they're in different locations, which I always, you know, I mean, if you've heard me talk about how the summer is when you go to tournaments and there's multiple locations, I don't like that. But I prefer to be in one gym watching six or eight games. But anyway, I will probably go over there on Monday and try to catch. I think Clay County's there. They're undefeated in Class A. Grace is there. Seymour's there. Lebanon, I think, is there. So there's some decent teams from Tennessee coming up there. So
yeah, some of the bracket I can't see. I know he's got teams from Arkansas, Kentucky, Georgia, Mississippi, Virginia, Tennessee. So it will be very he's got a team, at least one team from Florida. So it'll be a good
– I cover Tennessee.
I know, but it'll be a good spectrum to see kids from all over the Southeast. So it'll be very diverse, to say the least. So, but he's in a nice area for a nice little getaway after Christmas, so good for him. So, yeah, hopefully everything goes good for him and Hernandez.
And like the Maryville has a tournament after Christmas, the Super 16 at Bearden. You've got the next level tournament at CPA, which they bring in teams from around, some teams from Kentucky, teams from Louisiana, Georgia. They, you know, it's a pretty high level tournament. The Father Ryan Christmas tournament in Nashville is also another good one, which will feature Blackman and Cane Ridge, two of the best teams in Class AAA. So that'd be nice to try to work that out to the game where they play each other. Memphis has got quite a few tournaments that, they always have. I don't have them all written. Then they got the Arby's Classic, which I know Oak Ridge and Crockett are going to from Tennessee.
I'll be up there. I'm planning a trip up there with one of the guys. There's two partners that sponsor it. We're going to ride up there together one day and then catch that.
And Chattanooga Hickson has a tournament. Station Camp's going to that. Then FRA has a Christmas tournament.
It's a great
multitude,
time.
A multitude of tournaments all over the place. I mean, it's, starting like today. A lot of them are starting today.
Yeah, well, it's a great opportunity to get games in and play and when the kids are out of school so they can fully focus on basketball for a week or two and keep them busy while they're not in school. So, yeah, it is a great time, but it's also a great time. Say you're traveling and you're stuck at your in-laws, you can get out and catch a lot of basketball games. So
I don't have in-laws.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But I don't. I mean, if we were going someplace like to see my dad at Clarksville, I'd be catching games to get out of the house. So
if you had permission.
I would first ask for permission, yes. And then I would probably get told no. And then I would say I had to go get milk and come back 3 hours later. It happens.
And then you would get beat.
Again, yes. So, it happens, guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about getting up to the Arby's. Which one, do you have one game picked out that you're most excited to see over these Christmas terms? Is there one marquee matchup?
Not really. It all depends on how it falls. I just the chance to get out and see multiple teams. I like going to a facility. I like going to the high school, and there's six games. That's what I like. You know, seeing six, 12 teams right there in one gym, one after the other. That's my idea of a good night watching basketball. I enjoy that very much. You know, just the different kinds of teams from all over the different areas. Just like, when I go to the Penny Hardaway in early January, that Saturday, there's like eight games. And each one of them will feature at least one Tennessee team. Some of them will have two. And, it's great. It's just a lot of fun. So,
yeah, I want to go back to something we touched on earlier. But when you have these teams coming in from out of state, et cetera, like we mentioned, I think AJ's got like teams from seven states. Go back to the inconsistency of the refereeing. That is going to be tough for these kids. That first game, figuring out the style of refereeing. Playing.
You don't know what it's like in the other states. I mean,
yeah, I know. That's true. There's a lot of inconsistency.
Could be worse.
But, yeah.
They could be like, God, you only have 60 fouls a game. We're getting 80.
Yeah, we're getting 800. We're just basically shooting free throws. Another good thing for these kids that are getting ready to play in college, that have a future play in college, these Christmas tournaments, especially when they travel, that is a great opportunity to learn to travel and play, that you are traveling. And they tend to, these high schools, they tend to follow the similar schedule. They get here a day before the tournament. Spend the night. You're in that environment where you got your teammates, and you know, it's a hectic. You're moving around on a bus. But that is one of the big challenges that, that freshmen in college have, is learning to play on the road. So that is a nice thing. So I want to say good job to the coaches that are willing to get out and travel and take their team and have them pop off a bus and play basketball. So, and now on to our Kelly Chiropractic interview session with our esteemed interviewee, Mr. Andre Whitehead. Andre, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Buddy?
Buddy.
I'm doing fine.
Friend.
Beaver.
Friend. So, you are now on the hot seat.
Uh-oh.
Being interviewed by me on your predictions for who's going to the state tournament this year.
Okay.
So, let's start where I always start, with the big boys.
You always start with AAA?
I always start with AAA. I do everything backwards. I always do everything backwards.
Well, I guess you're asking the questions.
So. I am asking the questions, so you will answer what I ask you. So give me...
There's 8 teams that make it to the state tournament from every classification.
Yes. So let's start with, since it is broken down geographically, let's start over on the east side, and we'll work back our way across the state. So who are your predictions out of basically this area?
Oak Ridge. I'm reaching there.
Wow. Did you pick that one on your own?
I did.
Okay. You didn't have to call somebody, did you?
I didn't call Aaron or nothing.
Okay. So just, I'm spitballing here, but why do you think Oak Ridge is going to the state tournament?
They're deep. They're the deepest team in this area, and no one can match them athletically and with their depth. And although they did lose a little bit of depth, the Middleton kid got dismissed, you know, from the team, but I don't think that's going to – it's just going to give some other guys more playing time.
It mentioned Javian Johnson's going to get more playing time. I had him as a sophomore in the fall league, you know, and he was a decent sophomore. So, yeah,
he'll do good.
He'll get a chance. So who else?
Crockett. David Crockett.
And I'm going to go ahead and say the name involved there is Good.
Big Sexy and Patrick Good, yep. And I picked them over Maryville just, you know – at this point, this is just where I'm thinking right now. I just think Crockett, I mean, Pat's the best player in that particular area, so in the arena, so they're undefeated right now. I mean, schedule hasn't been as tough as some of the teams, you know, that are playing a little closer to this area, but they've still won every game they've been in. They swept through their Hardee's tournament pretty easy. Dustin Day, another senior, went over 1,000 points last week. He's given them he's really flourishing off the fact that everybody pays attention to Patrick. So Dustin's having a real good senior season. So those are my two from the East Tennessee landscape.
Yeah, Maryville shoots a lot of threes. Teams like that, they either get hot.
I would say in the next tier, you could take Maryville and Powell.
Yeah, that's good. So let's move. As we're driving, we're headed west.
No, we're not west yet. My God, you missed a whole section of the state.
I said we're headed west. Okay. I said we're headed west. We're going that direction. Yeah. So we started in the east, and we're heading west.
Okay.
I asked the questions, okay? And you will like them.
I forgot. I'm just
you will answer the question.
I can't focus. There's something you on want your the truth? Cheek. I don't know
you
what
want
it
the,
is.
You want the
it's
truth?
It's speaking to me. Do you see it, Seth?
I saw it.
It's so huge. It's got other little ones orbiting around
you
it.
You want the truth?
Okay.
You can't handle the truth. Okay. So who's your next? I know. It
took too long to set
Blackman.
Wow.
Blackman and Oakland.
Oakland?
Yeah.
Why Oakland?
Their depth is outstanding. Got a new coach this year. Troy Bond came over from Wilson Central. I just think, you know, some of the other teams are down a little bit from that area. Murfreesboro plays there's really no AAA teams in Chattanooga. And you got White County and Cookeville and all them. And I just think the Blackman, obviously, but then Oakland, I think, just stands out.
Yeah, Blackman's another one of those.
Yeah, Blackman's.
Wow, you went on a limb for this prediction. So, yeah, okay. But, no, I like the in-depth analysis on Oakland. So, we're driving. Let's keep
going
west.
Station Camp.
Okay.
That's my, I don't know what you'd call it. That's my. I just love that team. Seth Matthews, great job. They got a great point guard. They shoot the ball. They got 3 or 4 guys to shoot the ball. Yalen Reed inside. Big kid Cody Eden inside. They're solid. I mean, they're just solid from top to bottom. Every game they got 5 or 6 guys in double figures. Nobody hardly ever gets over 18. They distribute the ball. I just think they're going to be really tough out for anybody.
Yeah. No, completely.
And that's a good area right there, because that's also – and my other pick is Cane Ridge. Cane Ridge is athletic. They've got a good guards. They've got a sophomore guard, Damian Ball, who's really good. Kyrie Elder, Brandon Dansau, both have already signed Division II. I like their squad. I really do. And then, you know, you got Independence that could sneak in there. You've got it's just a good area. I mean, that's going to be the tough – I think those – two are they're going to have the toughest road to get there.
Okay.
Well, so, not necessarily this next. And then in the West, I got Arlington with Hoover and DeMonte Pearson, and I just think they're playing really, really well. And Cordova. I think Cordova's loaded. They've got, you know, Jalen Dupree committed to Murray State. They've got Tyler Harris, who moved over from Ridgeway, tearing it up. They got one of the best sophomores in the state, and Roderick Brown. They're loaded. I mean, they are just flat out loaded. And you've also got Memphis East or Germantown. Those are teams that can sleep in there.
That's what I wanted to hear here. I wanted to hear your next couple picks, because this is going to be your depth. East Tennessee, two.
Well, that's the only two that can make it. That's the only thing.
Well, I know only two can make it, but the depth is what's going to be the challenges. How good are the teams, and What kind of
Metro Memphis
they
is not as strong. Memphis East is good. I mean, I'd say not as strong as the past couple of years. They're still, I mean, unfortunately, one team from that area can come out, because if they did the state tournament a different way, seven of the eight teams would be from the Memphis Metro area.
And that's the point that I'm getting at is,
you know,
yeah, how deep and how talented.
I like this. I think there's some. I'm not picking a winner out of that group yet, but I like the that's a really good Final Eight.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I'm gonna keep that comment to myself for once. But let's
gonna say you got someone else out there.
No, I was gonna say something about a team in there, but no. Let's we're moving on. And just since I'm asking the questions, I can do this. Single A. I went 3A to single A.
Just screwing up the whole process. I got Grace Christian in Meigs County.
Tell me about Meigs County.
Zy Moore.
Yes.
Probably one of the best players in the area. Matthew Meadows. Coach Sammy Perkinson. They went last year. Solid team. They're in the same district with Grace, so them two will clash a couple, three or four times this year. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. So let's keep moving.
Clay County.
Okay.
Undefeated right now. Yep. State tournament last year.
Yep.
Tyreek Key, a junior, one of the best guards. I mean, he's scoring. This week he had a 40 and a 35-point game.
Ouch.
And you can read all that on TN Prep Hoops that I just posted today, by the way. And Van Buren County, another team that was in the state tournament last year. They're solid. Drew Roberts, and then they got one of the best sophomores in the state scoring-wise, Caden Mills. He's been putting up 25 to 30 every game.
There's a lot of individual big scoring numbers in single A.
Yeah.
Keep on.
I got Lead Academy from out of Nashville with DeMarco Jackson. Good player, tall, 6'5", kid, real athletic. And in Mount Pleasant with Walter Crawford. It's that one was tough, because you had Columbia Academy, Clarksville Academy. You have some good teams that are Huntland right in that area, Fayetteville, you know, that are some that could sneak in there. So that one, you know, I'm not as confident about that one yet as I should be, but that's just my pick at this point of the juncture.
Okay. No, it's going to be tough. That's the best part about basketball, especially when you get into tournament basketball. Anything can happen. That's why it's so exciting. Let's go. Let's finish out single A in the state.
Memphis Mitchell. They've won the state for the last 137 years, I believe.
I've got no reason why
they shouldn't be there in Union City with Parker Stewart. Yep. There they should. I'm thinking they'll make it as well.
Yep. Good deal. Well, let's just because I'm keeping you on your toes, keeping you fresh. Let's finish it out with double A.
This one was hard. I think Fulton, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But the second one was tough.
That is tough.
I'm going with Catholic. Luke Smith is just a flat out baller. I mean, you can say what you want about him. I hate when people ask me the question, what level can he play on? Because I don't know. I mean, I look at him. He's frail. He's skinny. He gets hurt all the time. But my God, that kid has a basketball IQ.
Oh, his basketball IQ.
And he's so much fun to watch. And he's a winner. He's just a freaking winner.
He is.
I love him.
Funny as
I love him. And
he's the kind of kid you can spend 5 minutes with him and figure out where
they played Macaulay the other night. You know, Macaulay had their way with him pretty well. And that's just tell you how good Station Camp is. They beat Macaulay by 15.
Ouch! I did.
But anyway, after the game, Coach Shulman from Macaulay, who used to coach Chattanooga, when Luke was leaving the floor, he called him over and said, "You're my favorite player that I've seen in the last 5 years."
Oh yeah, it's easy to get addicted to Luke Smith's game. And yeah, they didn't have the best showing. One of the issues with Catholic, their football team won the state title. So they're slow getting in those.
Yeah, they're
going to
get better. But also, I like CAK too because they're well coached and they can shoot the ball.
Yeah,
and also in the other Unicoi County is a team that's pretty good. They beat Science Hill.
Yes,
they're doing pretty good. They're always solid in AA.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's
Brainerd and Chattanooga Central, two teams that went last year. I don't see any reason. They didn't lose much, though. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be able to go back with Ryan Montgomery and Brainerd's led by DeJounte Ross, and they're solid.
Good deal. Well, let's keep moving up.
I'm going Creekwood with Ross Cummings and CPA.
Well, we've already said today that
CPA, I mean, I just think CPA, if you want to get there, you got to beat them.
You want to be the man.
You got to beat the man.
There you go. So.
And then finally, in West Tennessee, it's Martin Westview and Haywood, the defending state champions. They bring back Tristan Jarrett and Diedrich Boyd, two of the best guards in the state on any level or any classification. They're always well coached. Going to a game at Haywood is like going to a game in Indiana. It was the most awesome atmosphere. I loved it. It was joyous. Just watching, I mean, people actually coming to the games and cheering. It was amazing. So. Real happy about that.
Yeah, good deal. Well, that's pretty in-depth. I'm pretty excited to hear about the regions that have a little more depth. And
it's going to be interesting. You know, there's other teams, obviously, that could slip in. And I'm just like, man, this is my pre-Christmas state tournament selections.
Yeah.
Now, if we do this in 2 months from now, it could change very easily. But
And the beauty of basketball, it could change in 1 second with a three-quarter court heave. So, yeah, good deal.
You never know. So,
well, good deal. Well, let's
I guess it's time to wrap this segment up. When we come back, we're going to the small college report. We got our John Bailey Company Player of the Week and our Mortgage Investors Group Darren Poppin Coach of the Week. So, this is Andre Whitehead, and we'll go ahead and take this to break. Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk, here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter. Rocky Top Insider Radio. The Dave Hooker Show and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time.
the new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. That something wasn't right.
Oh, baby, I shouldn't have let. All right, we're back for the final segment. This is Andre Whitehead, Brent Watts, Seth Stokes from Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. And now we're stepping into our small college arena. And let's see. I mean, we didn't have a show last week, and you hadn't been here since
1860.
I mean,
pre-Civil War.
So you should have a lot for the small college report, considering.
Oh, I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
I do. And I want to start with kind of a small college, kind of, but I first want to give a shout out to ETSU's Lester Wilson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not really a small college.
It's, yeah, that's how I was torn. I mean, it's so, but it's big.
But
basketball.
Lester had his jersey retired last night at Carter High School. I was there. That's why we're taping the show on Friday tonight. And it was awesome just to see. I mean, they're going to have his jersey hung up there. They framed a home and away jersey, got to take one home with him. Lester just had an outstanding career. I mean, he scored almost 3,000 points in high school, so good for him.
Yeah.
So I was really, really happy to see for him. So, I was happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I had to get that out there. To touch on something we touched on earlier, we were both at the Maryville College versus Barry College game. Got to see Oak Ridge alum Spencer Schaffner have 29.
And never his hair never messed up the whole game.
He does, man.
It's amazing.
We've got to be related somehow.
You and him?
Yeah, we both have phenomenal hair. Well, you do too.
I know I do, but I wouldn't.
This is
define is phenomenal a Greek word for gray?
That's a Latin word for gray. It's a Greek word for awesome.
Wonderful. That was really good. Yeah. Good job, Andre.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't be messing with my newscaster hair.
Yeah,
it's amazing. But good game again.
It was a good game, man. Schaffner did play well. I mean, we talked about earlier, it was like 10,000 fouls, and the final score was like 118-98. So, I mean, it was
a scoring fest. I forget how many free throws, something like 86 fouls. But Tyler Spicer from Dixon County had a good
21.
Game. Yeah,
21.
Logan Brewer from Polk County.
He did
had
a fine job.
Yeah, had a good game. So.
And there was Tennessee kids on the Barry. Good Lord, I drew a blank. Lucas Korn from Walker Valley. And I kind of want to say Tristan Spaulding, but it's not Tristan Spaulding. I absolutely apologize for not remembering the kid's name.
Well, I have no apologies because when you pick Barry over Maryville, you're dead to me.
I didn't pick Barry.
No,
you
didn't.
You mean the kid.
The kid, yeah.
Well, the kid was at the Unsigned Senior event.
That's
from Franklin.
That's
his last name Spaulding. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember his first
name. Yes, you said the last name. Now I feel bad, too.
And I spoke to him and everything, and he's a great kid.
Yeah, and they've got assistant coach that I recognize.
Thomas Johnson?
No, well, yes, friend of the show, Thomas Johnson, but the other assistant played at Hardin Valley, and I can't think of his name. You know, the redheaded guy.
You got me.
Yeah, well, I did get you. So
I don't know his name either.
Well, I don't, I got your name.
Yeah, well, you want to know my name.
So
wife screams it every night.
Yeah.
Remember, you said it earlier.
I said she screamed it twice.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. My bad. She screamed it twice.
You know who is back on track in the small college world? LMU. They've blown some people out recently.
Yeah, they're hitting their stride.
They
got a good squad, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well coached by Coach Schertz. Them and then King are kind of the two big Division II powerhouses in this state. King did have a slip up. They did have a loss, so they've fallen in the polls a little bit. But both teams
are still ranked
around 15th. They're somewhere between, you know, and we've discussed this with multiple polls. What is the right poll to follow, whatever. But they're both ranked in the teens.
The only poll is the Festivus poll.
Jeez.
Are you not celebrating Festivus?
I'm absolutely celebrating Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
That's right.
Exactly.
And right now we want to do the airing of the grievances.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Or at least I don't want you to.
All
right. It's all about you.
I grieved at you earlier before the show, and you didn't follow through with what you were supposed to do. We'll leave that off air.
It's always good to have a Festivus reference.
Yes. Changing to a somber tone real quick. Carson Newman's hadn't won a game in the SAC yet.
How many have they played?
It's like 0-4.
Well, they're just starting slow. They'll be fine.
Yeah, Charles Clark just had a really big game for them. But, yeah, they are starting slow, you know. Again, there's a lot of good basketball in the SAC, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is good basketball, not, and there's plenty of time. And, you know, I don't get concerned till after the first of the year.
Well, you know, I don't get concerned because, you know, I've talked with Coach Benson a couple times. All you got to do is win your conference tournament. You know, that's how you get in. So, you know, and in college basketball, that's what you're playing for. You either play for the national title or you didn't. And that's determined by the NCAA tournament. So, you know, there's still time definitely for them to turn it around. And, you know, I'm fully confident with the talent that Coach Benson has. He'll get it worked out up there. So Charles Clark is a stud at the Division II level. So one other thing going on, the Scots left for Rhodes.
For Memphis. Yeah, they're playing. I saw Raul posted something, had the bus on the
– it's a luxury coach.
That's awesome.
That's not a bus. That's a luxury coach. Yeah. But they're so you got two Tennessee Division III teams. That are playing in the same tournament. I don't believe they actually face each other. I could be wrong on that. I know Maryville plays Aurora first out of Illinois. Yeah, Maryville plays Aurora College from Aurora, Illinois. Most famous residents are?
Wayne and Garth.
Yes, you got that one. Good job.
All right.
So they
party on, Wayne.
Yeah. So they're there. It's good to have two. I didn't quite catch where Sewanee was. I'm sure they're going to the beach somewhere probably like the Bahamas. But yeah, there's that. So.
So have you seen any NCAA college basketball that you've liked so far? I mean, I saw Villanova, and I thought they were unbelievably good.
Monmouth, the Monmouth bench.
The Monmouth bench. Everybody loves
doing
Monmouth.
The Sistine Chapel.
I actually have a really close friend who's assistant coach at Monmouth. Yeah.
Yeah, you told that. They just really looked like a very disciplined basketball team. And then I did watch Harden Simmons lose to Baylor by 20 at Fort Hood. That's a D3 versus a Division I. I was pretty impressed with the Harden Simmons guys because they probably should have lost that game by a lot more. But, you know, they showed some athleticism. So that's kind of the extent. My Vols are trying to stay competitive. They played at a sold-out Hinkle Fieldhouse, which, win or lose, playing at a sold-out Hinkle Fieldhouse is an experience in and of itself.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So they played in Brooklyn. They didn't get to play at MSG, but they did play in Brooklyn, and then they go to Hinkle. But my Vols, they're gonna get straightened out. They got a good coach. I'm fired up there. But let's go ahead and jump right into our Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Coach of the Week.
Well, we talked about this a little bit, and I think the person that deserves this award actually, and it was a game that I attended, and I'm going to go with Keith Galloway from Hardin Valley.
That's my buddy.
He's a good guy.
He is a good dude.
Very proud of him. He was very happy. It's the first time they've ever won at Maryville in the school's history.
Yes.
So we got to give him some props. So we'll go ahead and tweet that out later that our Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Group Coach of the Week, Keith Galloway.
Yeah, he is really a
and our John Bailey Company Player of the Week. We're going with Grayson Murphy from Independence High School. He's a junior. He's one of the top players in the state. He went over the 1,000-point mark this week. And the first player in school history to do that. So,
yeah, and he's.
I thought that was a really neat accomplishment. First guy to ever do it. So I thought I wanted to reward him. He's a great kid. He's getting some, he's getting looks from Belmont Lipscomb. That level right now. He's a really solid player, and I think he's going to have a bright, bright future as a kid that everybody's going to know in the next little while. So.
Yeah, good deal. So he's just a junior.
He's just a junior.
So,
yeah.
So he'll
2017.
He'll crack that 1,500 point mark.
Oh, so I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. So he'll set a school record for scoring for sure, which he's already got. So.
Think he'd be approaching the all time. Yeah. But well, good deal. Well, let's we got one in the bag there, and I'm gonna get out of here and head over to Webb to see Webb and FRA and see my boy Kenny Cooper.
Yep,
there'll be
some highlights in that game.
So for Andre Whitehead, Brent Watts, Seth Stokes, and what do you think of Roman Reigns, the new WWE champion?
What is he?
You have no culture. You have no culture.
What is he putting in his hair?
You know.
Did you just mention WWE
water
culture?
Yeah. Did you just mention WWE and culture? First of all, second of all, that is not water in his hair. Oh, that is baby oil or something. It's just, I mean,
who raised you?
Anybody? Well, let me say it this way: anyone, save maybe you, is better than Seth Rollins. Really? Come on now, Seth Rollins. So, yes, I am happy that Seth Rollins is no longer the champion.
Seth Rollins is hurt. That's the only reason.
He shouldn't have been the champ anyway.
It's like having a battle of wits with an unarmed man, Seth.
So you're telling me you really believe Seth Rollins could take...
Seth Rollins is very good.
Brock Lesnar would kill all of them. Okay. I drink the Brock Kool-Aid. I said it. I do drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, once again... This is Andre Whitehead for Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. Bye now.